Welcome to Gay Geek Bizarre Show, episode 103, and it's a Monday, August 6th, 2018. I am Nard.
And this is Ray, and I'm bummed.
Yes, I heard that you're really bummed today, Ray.
Rest in peace, Charlotte Ray, or better known as Miss Garrett to the 80s generation. Miss Ray, who endeared herself to a generation of TV fans as the affable Mrs. Garrett on Different Strokes and then moved on to the long-running NBC sitcom The Facts of Life, died Sunday at her home in Los Angeles. She was 92 years old.
I remember her very well in Facts of Life.
And she was. Oh, my God. I used to love Facts of Life.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Maybe you should. We should have an episode and watch it or something like that.
Well, they're actually getting ready to remake the series, apparently. Apparently, all the 80s sitcoms are coming back because they have nothing else to do. Like Facts of Life, ALF, so Who knows?
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, Ray, so let's go to our stories. But before we go to our stories, we have our own stories or weekend updates.
Well, what's your story? You're the one that's disappeared for the last 2
weeks. I know. I've been traveling. I've been going to New Orleans a lot.
You left me here all alone.
I know, poor Ray. He's just all alone in the house.
Timo goes to work and I have nobody to do anything with.
Poor Ray. Yeah, so I've been out and about even on weekends. I've been in New Orleans for a while because taking care of my partner, so... He's been not feeling well lately, so I kind of have to be the gardener this time, and he's the flower, and I have to take care and tend to the flowers. Anyway, so during my absence, we were able to watch a movie, though. We watched Mission Impossible Fallout. Have you seen it?
No, I don't like Tom Cruise enough anymore to watch his movies.
Oh, really? Not anymore? It's pretty exciting. I even got a call from my sister in Manila, in Luzon, in Manila, Luzon. My sister called me, and then she was telling me that she was on her way to the movies to watch Tom Cruise, and I told her, oh, I just watched it like 10 minutes ago. It was really good. I enjoyed it. But then you don't like. Why don't you like Tom Cruise?
Tom Cruise has set his tired old ass down. He's crazy.
Okay, so he is...
I was tired of his shenanigans with the whole...
Scientology
and how he treats gays and stuff. It's just ridiculous. Oh. He's so freaking paranoid.
Yeah.
So,
but it's funny because he was there fighting with... what's his name? With Henry Cavill, who is 21 years younger than he is.
Yeah.
And it's pretty cool, though. I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah.
I know you don't. Anyway, so how about you? What did you do? You watched movies?
I went and saw The Darkest Minds.
Is that a TV series?
No, that's a movie series.
It's a movie series.
Yeah, it's like a young adult deal. It's kind of like watching X-Men New Mutants, but it's a different little spin on it.
Okay. So it's sci-fi.
It's one of those books, young adult books, that they're trying to spin off and make money off of, like The Maze and all that kind of stuff, and Twilight. But it was okay. I mean, I went to the afternoon movie, so I didn't mind spending $10 on it, and I thought it was good, and I hope they make the other two books. But, I was like, oh, my God, it's like watching the New Mutants, kind of.
Oh, I see.
Even though they got shelved.
Darkest Minds. Yeah, we talked about it last week. So The Darkest Minds is something... is it on FX? Is it on CW? Where is it?
It's at the movie theater.
It's a movie theater? Okay. I kept thinking it's a straight-to-TV movie.
No, it's a movie.
Oh, okay.
It got released last weekend.
Oh, okay. Just to show... I have so many things I haven't seen yet. Like, I've seen Solo. I've seen Ant-Man. I've seen... Mission Impossible. But... I feel... Oh, Incredibles. Incredibles 2 I haven't seen yet. Yeah, there's so many things I haven't seen, so... I have to catch up maybe this week when I'm back in Texas. All right, let's go to our stories, Ray.
All right, you take the first gay.
All right. This is really sad because this is pretty much entrapment, right? It's pretty much entrapment. So, police lured a gay man into a sexual activity. Then they arrested and outed him. Yeah, so... If the guy's Anyway, so let's go to the story. On July 25th, Quillar's client was arrested for having a consensual sexual activity with another man behind closed doors in Pleasure Emporium, an adult boutique in Florida. That's in Hollywood, Florida. Her client wishes to remain anonymous for the purpose of the story to avoid further damaging his reputation. I guess it's the... So his name and photograph were subsequently published in multiple local media outlets following the arrest, including the Miami Herald. Quillar says he has lost his job and he quickly fell into a deep depression. It makes me feel like we're back in the 60s and we're in New York City, back when the bars were being raided. Quillar tells them over the phone. How is it different? So Quillar's client was born in Cuba and faced persecution there. She says he was thrown out of school and rejected by his family for being gay. He later became a doctor there, but ultimately came to the United States 20 years ago seeking a better and more open life. He became a registered nurse and received great feedback at his job. His life came crashing down, however, after he was publicly humiliated following his arrest. But for one thing, you shouldn't be doing that. It goes to show that you really should be doing, lewd acts in public.
So he wasn't in public. He was behind closed doors.
Well, it's a private place for somebody else. So he had a very good position at a hospital in Broward. He was terminated on Monday, a few days after the incident, Quillar says. He had no opportunity to explain himself. He was humiliated. When he tried to access his email, it had been blocked. They sent him a letter saying he was terminated due to him being arrested, and he was indeed terminated on Monday. Quillar says she visited Pleasure Emporium, where the sting was carried out, to see if it was possible that her client's activity could be seen by any member of the general public. So it is closed doors, yeah, you're right. You can't go back there unless you pay the front desk person to use the theater, or go into one of the private rooms, and you get escorted back there. She says, you can't get into the theater otherwise. These rooms are locked. You can't see them. Mike, this is distracting me. It should be Quillar.
Quillar.
Okay, the last name is Quillar. I think it's Quillar. Anyway, so you can't see in them unless you're seen 7 feet tall. Yeah, because I guess it's like stalls. So yeah. Quillar says Hollywood PD officers allegedly went undercover at Pleasure Emporium and encouraged the unsuspecting men to commit sexual acts. See, they're the instigators. And they arrest them. It's really entrapment. So she says the officers allowed the men to complete the sexual acts, then allowed them to leave before arresting them. If they touched themselves for 1 second, then under the police, department's logic, wouldn't that have been enough? She asks.
Well, my question is, did the police touch themselves? I mean, because they were in there with them.
Oh yeah, that's right. So there were Mike is showing the list. There are 13 of them, and there's actually a list on the website. There are 13.
Yeah, because there are pictures. When you get arrested for indecent exposure, and or again, like you here in Houston, if you get busted in Memorial Park, they put your picture in the paper.
Yeah, so
that's how this guy lost a job and stuff. And he wasn't out in public. He was in a private building and in a private room.
It's like a bathhouse, you know. You pay in front. It's like a daily or a one-day membership. So you go inside, and it's a private place. So it's really entrapment. So if he gets, released, or if he's...
released, but he's lost his job and everything because of this. Because they published the pictures.
Yeah.
Now, and if you go finish reading the article, because there's some stuff. If you go read the full article, they talk about if somebody's a child molester or they killed somebody, they don't publish your pictures.
Mm-hmm.
On the people that's been caught doing indecent stuff.
Yeah, and they're not supposed to do that.
Maybe. Like if you get arrested having sex with a prostitute or something like this, they publish your picture. But if you kill somebody, then the police necessarily doesn't publish your picture in the paper.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to continue the article, or it's good enough? I guess...
That's good enough.
Yeah, so it's really sad that they had to post somebody's... you know, he lost his job. And I don't know. I guess this is a practice now. I guess, is this only in Florida? I guess it only happens there.
Well, no, well, I'm sure it happens everywhere, but this is just where there's a lawsuit because one paper published all the pictures and they didn't, and everything, so it's a big stink. So.
Yeah, they're not supposed to do that. Yeah.
So. Well, no, they do. They legally can do that.
Oh, that's right. I forget. It's Florida. They're fucked up. It's a fucked
up. Well, no,
state.
They do that here in Houston all the time. Oh, guys get busted in Memorial Park. Their picture shows up in the newspaper.
Yeah, so Mike showed me an article. 13 masturbating, caught masturbating. So they were... Well, if a cop instigated for all those 13 to masturbate on it...
So even if the charges get dropped, all these guys have had their lives messed up because they published this stuff in the newspaper.
Yeah. All you have to do is really change
I mean, imagine as many times as you've been to a bathhouse, if you got busted and your information was posted in the paper all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be sad. Anyway, okay, so... Yeah, it's just like this in the 60s, just like what he said.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to your favorite topic, Ray.
Okay, is this the secret cast of RuPaul's Drag Race All-Star 4s? Reddit says yes. Well, buckle up. Season 11 and All-Stars 4 are coming like a locomotive, and all the gaggery will soon be upon us again. While there are still no official release dates for the seasons, we know they've already been greenlit by VH1. What's more, sources say both seasons are being shot this summer. It's believed that Season 11 of Drag Race will be out as early as 2019, and All-Stars 4 shortly thereafter. And speaking of All-Stars 4, by digging into the details of former contestants' booking dates, these queens get booked a lot, so a sudden gap in the middle of summer is pretty compelling evidence. And social media radio silence, internet sleuths think they know the competing queens for All-Stars 4. So, from Season 3 and All-Stars 1, Manila Luzon, Season 4, and All-Stars 1, Latrice Royale. From Season 6, Gia Gunn. From Season 7, Jasmine Masters. From Season 8, Naomi Smalls. From Season 9, Pheromone. From Season 9, That Bitch Valentina. From Season 9, Trinity Taylor. From Season 10, Monique Hart. And also from Season 10, Monet Exchange.
What about Miss Vanjie? No.
No, Miss Vanjie. No.
No, Miss Vanjie.
No. Really maybe. Sad. Maybe eventually. She done got her 5 minutes of Spanish with the Miss Vanjie. Miss Vanjie.
Miss Vanjie.
Miss Vanjie.
Oh, my God. So, anyway, when is this coming up again? This All-Stars...
It'll probably come out next year. They'll probably film it all this year because they already got everything set up and go ahead and film it. Then everybody will sit around and wonder who won up until the last minute.
Yep, so okay.
Up until next year, they won't know who won.
Yep.
So, and they do it when they get into the finalists. They record of every one of the finalists winning, but they don't know they've won until they actually air the last episode.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't follow this. Only you follow. Well, Mike also follows this, and many others do follow it. But except for me, I guess I'm an aberration, I guess, for not watching.
Well, that's because you're a loser, Maynard.
Why?
Loser, because you don't follow.
Because I don't watch drag shows.
Because you're not fierce. That's why
I'm not fierce. All right, let's go to the geek. Okay, so the geek is kind of ironic because it's the iPhone chip maker being affected here, and you know, it's viruses. So, computer virus cripples iPhone chipmaker TSMC plants. A computer virus halted several Taiwan semiconductor manufacturing company, that's TSMC, yeah. There's a factory there Friday night, dealing the company one of its most severe disruptions as it ramps up chip making for Apple's next iPhones. Yeah. No, please don't. I'm going to get the next iPhone, so please don't shut down. So the sole maker of the iPhone's main processor said a number of its fabrication tools had been infected. And while it had contained the problem and resumed some production, several of its factories won't restart till at least Sunday.
So their robots got STDs, is what you're saying.
Pretty much, yeah. So the virus wasn't
wasn't
introduced by a hacker, the company added in a statement. It must be a saboteur. Mm-hmm. It's unclear who targeted TSMC, the world's largest contract manufacturer of chips for companies including Apple and Qualcomm Incorporated. It's the first time a virus had ever brought down a TSMC facility, recalling the WannaCry cyber attacks of 2017 that forced corporations around the world to suspend operations as they rooted out the ransomware. TSMC is working on a solution now, but said that the degree of infection varied from factory to factory. Oh, wow. Different factories, factory to factory. And it will provide more information Monday as after it assessed the situation. So TSMC has been attacked by viruses before, but this is the first time a virus attacked and has affected our production lines. Oh, that's horrible. It could be the Russians. So Chief Financial Officer Laura Ho told Bloomberg News by phone. She wouldn't talk about how much revenue it would lose as a result of the disruption, or whether the facilities affected were involved in making iPhone chips. No, please don't delay them, please. I need my next iPhone. So it's unclear how the lost days of output would affect the Taiwanese firm, the latest to fall prey to a growing scourge. Globally, cybercrime could cost businesses as much as $8 trillion in damage over the next 5 years, according to the World Economic Forum. Mark Lee, an analyst at Sanford C. Bernstein, said he thinks the impact will be limited and that probably only a small amount of chips would be affected. So the incident, the implications are also unclear for Apple. The iPhone maker last week surpassed a market value of $1 trillion. Wow. Yeah, you read about that, Ray? Apple is the first company who became $1 trillion for a while. So largely on the strength of sales for its pioneering smartphone. It's all because of the smartphone, the iPhone. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the incident comes weeks after TSMC cheered investors with a rosy outlook for smartphone demand in the latter half of the year that helped the market look past a reduced revenue outlook, a bellwether of the chip industry, as well as an early indicator of iPhone demand. It heads into its busiest quarters, grappling with waning enthusiasm for the high-powered chips used to mine digital currencies. What, really? Oh yeah, they use. Oh, okay. Yeah, people are more concentrated on getting Bitcoin. Chief Executive Officer C.C. Wei had said that TSMC sales will rise this year by a high single-digit percentage in U.S. dollars terms, down from an already. Hold on, my screen just keeps screwing up. So yeah, it will rise up down already reduced projection of about 10%. So certain factories return to normal in a short period of time, and we expected the others will return to normal in one day, the company said in its Saturday statement. So Ray, are you up for the next iPhone, or are you going to hold on to what you have for as long as you can?
I'm going to hold on to what I got for a little bit longer, since they're discontinuing the 10 and going back to the 9 and doing a bunch of stupid shit. So
yeah, I think
But let's talk about the CFO, Laura Ho.
Laura Ho, what about her?
She's a hoe.
She's a hoe. That's all you can say about the article, because the CFO is a hoe.
She's a hoe.
Well, she's got a big problems right now because, you know, having a...
She got an STD in her plants.
Yeah, that's right. But they fixed it in just a couple of hours. I mean, even though that your factory gets delayed for even a few hours, that could cost you millions.
True.
Yeah.
And what did all those little 8-year-old girls and boys do while they were sitting around and couldn't run the machines?
That's right. They're just playing Pokemon Go with their own iPhones, with their old iPhones, their iPhone 10s.
Their iPhones are probably not allowed on the premises, so they can't say that they're stealing.
Stealing what? What do you mean? They have their stealing what?
Product.
Product? Even if they bring their own iPhones?
Well, if they bring their phones, that's a way to transmit a virus into the product. So I'd keep all that stuff out of the factory.
No, they really didn't say anything about how it got infected. It could be online.
Yes, because that person is dead now, and you'll never hear from them again.
Maybe, maybe not. Or maybe he is hidden, or he's from another country. Dun, dun, dun. All right, Ray, let's go to our favorite topic.
Right. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God.
Patrick Stewart to star in a new Star Trek series as Jean-Luc Picard on CBS All Access.
I hope he doesn't die.
It's official. Patrick Stewart is returning to the Star Trek franchise. The acclaimed Shakespearean actor is set to headline a new Star Trek series for CBS All Access, reprising his iconic Next Generation character, Captain Jean-Luc Picard. The project, which has been rumored since June announcement of a Star Trek universe expansion with new series, was just unveiled by Stewart himself in a surprise appearance at the Las Vegas Star Trek convention. The new series, which is not a Star Trek Next Generation reboot, will tell the story of the next chapter of Picard's life. You tribbles, get off my lawn! It will be shepherded by Star Trek Discovery co-creator and executive producer Alex Kurtzman, who is tapped to oversee development of the new Star Trek content under the big new overall deal with CBS Studios. This is the third Star Trek series to be officially announced, joining the Star Trek Discovery, which is heading into its second season, and the upcoming Star Trek Short Treks four-part limited series. So
I'm excited about this, but I hope they don't spread themselves too much. I mean, too thin. I mean, because CBS already has Star Trek Discovery, and they're still in the process of developing that.
Yeah.
And having another Star Trek series and another two Star Trek
series. You know what I think they're going to do? I think they're going to take Murder, She Wrote and put Jean-Luc Picard and set it as a sci-fi theme.
Oh, that's... what? Murder, She Wrote type of
they're going to take like the Murder, She Wrote type storyline and put Jean-Luc Picard in it.
So it's going to be like a Star Trek murder mystery.
Kind of, yeah.
Wow.
And he's going to go around wherever he's retired or his archaeological digs and solve murder mysteries.
Nice.
That's what I think they're going to do. And it's going to run forever until he dies.
My guess is, though, that he's going to appear in Star Trek Discovery first.
He can appear in Star Trek Discovery. That's before he was born.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, that's right. The one he met in the last season. Okay. The season finale episode, they met up with...
Captain Pike.
With Captain Pike, the Star Trek Enterprise back then. Okay, that's right.
Yeah, so...
Oh, I see. I forget. I the timeline is really murky for me for some reason.
That's because you're a loser and you're not a real Star Trek fan or even know
that. Oh, screw you, loser. Loser shit. Anyway, well, I get to go around. You stayed home, okay? Let's see who's the loser. Anyway, okay. Let's go to the Bizarre Ray. What's our next one?
That's yours.
Oh, this is mine? Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Okay, so beware flat earthers. Okay, so Google Maps now zooms out to a globe instead of a flat earth. Yeah, so... Okay, I'll have my comments on this one. So Google is finished thinking two-dimensionally with maps and now shows the Earth as a globe rather than a flat Mercator projection as before. You won't notice the change when you first open the app, but if you zoom out far enough, you'll eventually get a moon's eye view of our world. That means you'll see the world in a more realistic way with 3D globe mode on Google Maps desktop. See, I don't get this. There's already Google Earth. I've been looking at the globe with Google Earth for the longest time. So anyway, so Greenland's projection is no longer the size of Africa. Oh, okay. So Google is referring to the fact that it's impossible to represent the true nature, the true area of different regions on the planet using flat projections. Yeah, that's true. If it's flat all the time, you really can't tell. So the most commonly used Mercator projection shows the correct shape of countries, but enlarges regions that are farther from the equator. As such, Greenland looks the size of Africa when it's much, much smaller, a mere 836,300 square miles compared to Africa's 11.73 million square miles. That's pretty clear on Google Maps now when you spin from one place to the other. So the globe mode update is only available on desktop and not mobile. But it works as on all major browsers, including Chrome, Edge, and Firefox, reportedly thanks to WebGL. So the change brings maps more in line with Google Earth, which has always presented the world from that viewpoint. So the flat earthers would now say, oh, Google is now conspiring with the government that the earth is ground. And disproves our theory that it's that the earth is flat, you know. So that's what's gonna happen now.
Well, then, if they want to live on a flat planet, they need to go to Asgard. Oh wait, it got destroyed, so they have to live on a round globe.
That's right. Oh, that's right. Don't come to think of it, Asgard is not a planet. It's a city. It's a floating city.
It's a flat planet.
It's a flat planet. Yeah. Yep. How do you even get gravity if it's a flat planet?
There were gods, Maynard. They could do whatever they want.
Oh, that's right. Everybody's a god. Anyway, so it's really sad. It's really good because, like I said earlier, I've been using Google Earth on the desktop, and they had this feature all along that you can zoom out and it becomes a globe. And then you can zoom in, I can even see my house in Manila. I mean, and then you zoom out again.
Why,
out
you spying on your sister or something?
Yeah, something like that. And then you just turn the globe as much as you can and just zoom into any part of the earth. So, I think that this is not new. The technology has been around. It's just that now they applied it to maps. And let's just hope it happens to phones. If it happens to phones, if they put it in Google Maps and phones, all these flat earthers will be more enraged, I would say, because I'm sure they don't look at the internet, they don't look at pictures, or they have their phones, or maybe they use their GPS, their phones.
I think they're all Trump supporters myself, but
you think so? Mm-mm. I don't think. Oh, well, maybe not. We're not sure. Maybe. All right. Okay. Let's go to. Oh my God. McDonald's.
McDonald's in Alberta serves pregnant mom cleaning solution instead of a latte. Lethbridge, Alberta. A southern Alberta mother who is pregnant with her third child says she was served a cleaning agent from a McDonald's restaurant instead of the latte she ordered. Sarah Douglas says she was taking her son to a baseball tournament Sunday morning in Lethbridge when they stopped at the drive-thru for the coffee. When she took a sip, she knew something was wrong and pulled over to spit out the beverage. Douglas says when she returned to the restaurant to complain, a staff member told her that two cleaning lines were hooked up to the latte machine. She then contacted Alberta Health Services HealthLink and was transferred to Poison Control. A spokeswoman for McDonald's issued an apology on behalf of Dan Brown, the restaurant franchisee.
Dan Brown?
Yeah. Douglas says that she wanted to share experience to ensure that this never happens again. As a mother, I want to make sure I have a voice and that I'm being heard in terms of the safety of consumers and how alleged negligence can affect people in such a drastic way, she said. Alberta Health Services says public health officers are investigating. McDonald's says a health inspector has visited the restaurant and is not investigating further. So basically they went in, somebody didn't set the machine up right the next morning after they had cleaned it. So.
Oh yeah, the night before somebody screwed up, and then the people coming in the next day didn't know.
They usually run the cleaning stuff overnight, and then the morning crew comes in and resets everything back up.
And if the morning crew didn't do it properly,
didn't do it properly. Yeah, somebody didn't follow. And there are all these check sheets and manuals and stuff that, as managers, because I work for McDonald's, you have to follow. So somebody did not follow their check sheet.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. So somebody fucked up. I'm sure somebody got fired. So
yeah.
I'm surprised there is no lawsuit.
Well, not yet.
Not yet. We'll see what happens.
She has a voice that she's trying to make heard, so we might hear that voice in court later on.
Maybe. We'll see. So. Okay. Anyway, okay, so I guess those are our stories for the week.
Yep.
All right, so what is going on? So, yeah, we'll... I should be back in Texas soon, and then probably record in a more... controlled environment. Right now I'm in a laundry room where it's more quiet. Okay, so let's get out of here. So thank you everyone for listening to our show. So special thanks to Caesar for the great articles on Facebook. So that's facebook.com/gaygeekbizarre. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@gaygeekbizarre.com.
Or call and leave us a voicemail at 281-947-2327. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We're on Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio.
Yep. And then go to the official website at gaygeekbizarre.com. Thank you everyone for listening, and we'll catch you guys on the next show. Bye.